Garrow, Oath of Moment. Written by James Swallow. Performed by Toby Longworth. Kalth was a world ablaze. Deep in the Viridian system, beneath the hard light of a wounded sun, war like no other had come to the planet. A war that echoed across the galaxy. A war that would change the face of humankind forever. Across the dying fields of blackened grasses, in the rubble of silent cities, through canyons of dark rock and ice-rimed sands, brother fought brother. The Ultramarines, the sons of the great tactician Primarch Reboot Guliman, had come to the Viridian system to marshal their forces for battle. Their commander, ever the loyal soldier of the Imperium, massed the best of the 13th Legionnaires Astartes and their auxiliaries from the Ultramar regiments of the Imperial Army. This he did under the orders of his brother, the War Master Horus Lupercal. This Guliman did without doubt or question. His fealty was repaid with treason of the most odious stripe. For the battle to come, the battle Horus told him to prepare for, instead arrived shrieking from the skies on trails of blood and murder. The warriors of Lorgar's 17th Legion, the zealot word-bearers, had come to kill. And with their oaths to the Emperor of Mankind broken, their new turncoat loyalty to Horus still painted fresh upon their blood-dark armor, the word-bearers stabbed their brothers in the back and scattered the Ultramarines to the points of the compass. Now, fire cradled Kalth in molten talons of churning gas. Great streams of glowing color that reached around the latitudes and raked the heavens. The aftershock of massed salvos of thermoplasma weapons and fusion bombs had torn into the planet's atmosphere. The thin layer of fragile sky was broken, and the damage was irreversible. No untainted breath of Kalth's air would remain, as each new dawn brought it closer to death. Amid the flames, Lieutenant Olin wondered if he would live to meet the next sunrise. Like his men, Olin was born on Espandor, which, along with Kalth, was one of many worlds in the Ultramar Coalition. And, like them, he had shared the desire to stand in defense of his Imperium and his Emperor. Olin wore the sigils of the Aquila and of Ultramar with pride. While he did not have the fortitude to have become an Astartes of the Ultramarines, he did his part nonetheless. And somehow, even in the darkest of days during the battles of the Great Crusade, Olin had never been in fear for his life. He did not consider this arrogance. It was only that he had never faced an enemy so powerful that it could not be defeated by Ultramar courage. At least, not until this day.